Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plane path.
I knew a guy who was in the military, and his tour of duty was a station in Hawaii. Hi, I'm Forrest Ritchie. Thanks for joining us on aplanepath.wordpress.com. Yeah, that must be tough to have to stay in Hawaii while serving your country. Well, he came home for a visit, and I asked him, what's the greatest thing about being in Hawaii? And he said, well, you're on an island, so in 2 hours you can drive all the way around the island. And I said, well, what's the bad part about being in Hawaii? He says, you're on an island. In 2 hours, you can drive all the way around the island. And having grown up in a small town, I sort of know what he's talking about. When things are close like that, everybody knows everything about you. Well, you know what? In the Christian life, everybody sort of knows everything about you anyway. Some folks tend to gravitate toward larger churches, or sometimes they go from one small church to another small church so that they can hide. But the one person you can never really hide from is God. And sad to say, everybody around you really knows anyway. If you're fooling anybody, you're fooling yourself, because everybody else kind of already knows. Paul said it this way in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. He says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Paul laid all of this out as he was encouraging the believers to live like believers, live like he had. Once you understand that everybody knows, including God, everything that you do, that might just sober you up just a little bit. And isn't it really time to get serious about living for God?
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.